Blackstone Audiobooks presents John Hancock, Independent Boy by Catherine Cleven Sisson. Dedication to my granddaughter, Lori Kay. Publisher's note. In John Hancock's time, Native Americans were referred to as Indians. We realize the term is no longer in general use today, but in the interest of staying historically accurate, we have kept it in the text. Chapter 1. Johnny Meets Little Turtle. Johnny Hancock knelt under the lilac bush. He peeked out at the black dragon coming toward him. Then he looked at his sister Mary's wooden doll lying in the dirt. "Fear not, fair one," he said. "Saint George will save you." He lifted his long stick. A cold drop of rain from the lilac leaves ran down his cheek. The black dragon snorted and came closer to the garden. The lilac bush stood behind Parson John Hancock's square white house in Braintree, in the Royal Colony of Massachusetts. Hancock's had lived near Boston for 100 years. Now it was the summer of 1742. The black dragon was old Dame Clark's black pig, Daisy. Daisy was always getting loose. Then she would dig up the neighbor's gardens. "You won't dig up our garden!" 5-year-old Johnny shouted. He ran toward the black pig, shaking his stick. Daisy squealed, oink, oink.